Now, if we can move on quickly to some introductions. We have some new, brand new directors on the board. If every director could state their name, their signal area, just very briefly, a little something about your background, plus our two esteemed staff members, the chief financial officer and the interim executive director. And it looks like Yosh is a little preoccupied over there. Maybe we'll start at this end. Dan, would you like to introduce yourself? If you do the math, if you take 20 of us, it can add up real quick. So I just urge people to be a little bit restrained.
I'll be real quick because I've been actually taking a lot of mic time today, but I'm Dan Siegel. As Doc pointed out, grateful to be general counsel, willing to be interim executive director for as short a time as possible, and enjoy the meeting.
My name is Sarv Randhawa, and I'm from KPFA, a radio station in Berkeley, California. And I've been on the board for the last 4 years. This is my fifth year. And I've always taken this as a tremendous opportunity to really, it's a real honor to serve this organization, Pacifica. Its mission is just outstanding, and there's no other network like that in the world. So I take it very, very seriously, my obligation towards its founding principles as well as its mission. And so I always try to do my best. We're not perfect. We make mistakes. And especially with the new current bylaws we have, it's a very complicated process. And we have a lot of kinks we have to work out. And, you know, democracy is it's not a very easy thing. And it's a lot of work. And sometimes it's frustrating. And yet maybe at the end of the day, someday we'll achieve what we set out to achieve here. But I think it's a very, very noble undertaking, and the path we are on, I think, is a good one. So it's my absolutely pleasure to be here.
Hi, my name is Bonnie Simmons, and I'm a staff rep from KPFA in Berkeley. I am a new guy here on the national board. However, I've been on the local board for the past 4 years as the vice chair for the first 3 years and then the chair of the local station board last year. And I come to this as a staff person. I've been at KPFA since 1990. I do a music show. I have been doing radio in the Bay Area since 1968. And a lot of other music-related things, which is what I do to keep myself afloat. Happy to be here and hope that I'm able to serve in whatever way that might make good use of me.
Okay, I'm Jack Van Aken from KPFK. I'm a burnout hippie originally from Chicago, somehow got to Los Angeles. I may have hitchhiked, I can't remember. Pacifica Radio is my first foray into social activism, and there are definitely times when I'm looking for the exit door, but it's a couple of years off. This is probably the greatest privilege of my life, though, to have been on the local station board and now on the Pacifica National Board. I'm chair pro tem. We'll elect a permanent chair tomorrow. Thank you all for coming here.
I'm George Ryder. I grew up in a working-class neighborhood of Brooklyn. First became politically active in the Vietnamese War. I organized the first, helped organize the first anti-war demonstration in Orange County, California. I'm a professor of physics now at the University of Houston. I've been active in the anti-Star Wars activity and generally in issues of weapons control and those sorts of things where knowing something about science matters. Got involved with KPFT after I came back from Nicaragua. I'm sorry, El Salvador. After the slaughter of the Jesuits down there. And I've had several shows, been kicked off twice by the old guard. I've been on and off the lab or the LSB since its inception. We took over the station. And I'm presently doing a show on KPFT called Thresholds, and it's about new possibilities in the society, and you can get it on your internet.
Greetings. I'm Evelyn Bethune, and I'm an activist as well as the CEO of the Mary McLeod Bethune Educational Legacy Foundation. I'm very disturbed by the kind of comments that I've been hearing today as it relates to racism and some of the things that I'm just observing of the way that we're interacting with each other. Pacifica is probably the last bastion of where we're going to be able to really put truth on the air. And if we implode, it won't happen. We have got to vigorously find a way to find some common ground, because we're spending too much time fighting each other, which is exactly what the opposition hopes we'll do, so that they have the opportunity to kill us all. And if we don't take this thing seriously, the Democrats can't solve it. Republicans can't solve it, but the people can. The Constitution says we the people, and we forget that. This is the venue. This is what we the people means. And what we're doing across the network is not productive. We are not conducting the business of the people, by the people, and for the people. And we have to really get back to that, because Pacifica is part of the solution, but only if we use our voices out there, not to destroy each other in here.
Thank you, Evelyn, for your comments. My name is Joe Anzala. I'm a listener rep from Berkeley. I've been involved with Pacifica in various ways as a local advisory board member and an LSB member for the last 5 years, and since the mid-90s with Take Back KPFA, which became part of the Save Pacifica movement. So I've been involved in various ways and now on the board and serving in a different role. And I look forward to working with most of you. And, you know, I mean, we are at a difficult juncture, but I just operate on the principle, on the motto that, you know, there is no hope, so don't give up. Just keep on pushing.
Hello, it's I'm originally from New York. My name is Grace Aaron, and I'm from KPFK. Been living in Los Angeles since 1975. Have been a longtime peace activist with Peace Action and Women's International League for Peace and Freedom. And I've been on the KPFK LSB for 4 years, and I was the chair of the LSB in 2006. And I appreciate all you being here, and hopefully we'll move forward and the contentiousness will dissipate somewhat.
Good evening. I'm Carolyn Burden, from WBAI, listener rep. I've been on the local station board for several years, thanks in large part to the inspiration of Patty Heffley. But I found my early reasons for loving BAI early on, and I'm happy to be here and be able to give something back to the foundation that produced the radio station that was a crucial part of my political education, I must say. I happen to come from Newark. I was born here. And for those of you who will never get beyond the Hilton and the Penn train station, I suggest you wander around a little bit. My grandfather had a business on South Orange Avenue. My parents are buried here. And Newark happens to be known, among other things, for its wonderful water. At one time, there were 6 breweries located in Newark. And Breyer's Ice Cream was here. So it's a nice place to get to know if you have the time. And in the meanwhile, I hope that, as several other people have said, we can overcome some of our differences and raise our sights and act a little bit to do some of the things that will make this foundation work. My own interest has always been in the elections. My feeling is that the basis of the entire foundation is fair and honest, clean elections, well-run, and an informed electorate. If we don't have members who understand what is happening, if all they do is pay the $25, it's not going to work. So if each one teach one is our motto, we might get somewhere, and I hope that we will continue to educate each other and vote for a better foundation, station and foundation.
Hi, I'm Wendy Sherrell. I've been on the Pacifica board since this board was formed after 2004, although I did have a year off in between. And I have two small children, and my husband does political satire on KPFT and contributes to the Christmas Coup comedy players on WBAI. And we love WBAI. Happy to be here. Thank you for having us.
Stretch. Thank you. I'm Rob Robinson, a listener representative from WPFW in Washington, D.C. And for all of you oldsters, I was a plaintiff. I sued from the board when I was on the board in 2000. So for those of you that are thinking about it, I know what it's like. I know what the rules were then. And for those of you that have got interesting renditions about who was on what side, I've heard a lot of interesting stories tonight that don't necessarily jive with what actually happened. I guess one of the reasons that I'm still doing this is because I feel there is such a desperate need for Pacifica voices throughout this country. And I think when you look at what we fought for in 2000, and if you look at what Pacifica was doing in the 50s and the 60s, it's clear that we can and we need to have a new golden age of Pacifica. But in many ways, what keeps dragging us down are these internecine conflicts. We have a great deal of problems around the issue of sharing power, and race certainly enters into that. We also have a very conflict-ridden culture because we quite frankly can't manage well the access to the local station microphones. And as a result of that, we spend less time worrying about producing the programming that's going to liberate people and fighting about who's going to stay on the air for 20 or 30 or 40 years. So I seriously hope that all of us can make common cause to make Pacifica what it should be and to use our airwaves and certainly now the digital platforms that are open to us to rededicate ourselves to the Pacifica mission, because people need to hear Pacifica voices. They don't need to hear us fighting. Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Lisa Davis. I'm with WBAI. I've been on the local station board for 3 years. I've been on the national board for 2. I am a New Jersey listener member of WBAI. And just for the New Jersey representation, I think my suggestion has something to do with us being able to be in this area tonight. And Newark is a tremendous city. You know, we heard some people talk about it. I know of Newark around the time of the 60s and 1967 and rebellions and the tremendous things that happened and that literally changed the whole area of Newark and what happened after that and the people who stayed behind and his family stayed behind and the current struggles that we continue to face. I've had the opportunity to work with many of you in this audience and some of you on this board and in other realms in terms of political activism. I don't just talk about what Pacifica talks about. I live it. I come from a community who live. I know it personally. I am so proud of the history and the tradition of my people, and I will never forget, I will never betray the struggle of who I am and where I come from. I know of people who get on boards and betray it. I will never do that, and I'm not going to do it with this board. And I know that I speak with passion, but I'm going to always tell you the truth. I'm never going to forget where I came from and put a happy face on something because other people don't want to hear it, because it's not like that. I have no illusions about the quote-unquote left. I have no illusions about racism, and I have no illusions about this concept of we, which I really don't think is very well defined, or it barely exists in my opinion. I have often found the left and the right two sides of the same coin, and I speak very honestly because we have to have maturity and the guts to deal with it. And I know that as a proud African-American, I'm going to tell the truth about things. I'm going to tell it like it is. Just one other thing I want to say about this area in terms of the media. I grew up in this area here in New York City, or the New York metropolitan area. It's supposed to be so diverse, all these cultures and all these colors. And yet when you turn on most of the radio stations, or when you look at that television box, there's not one-tenth of the reflection of what this culture is. And we have to fight. People of color have to fight for every little inch. I hear so many people, and it's good for people to be concerned about diversity in WBAI, but I'm like, why aren't you concerned about diversity on ABC, CBS, NBC, where you have the chance, you have more of a chance to go in there than I do and say I want it to be diverse, but no, some of them choose WBAI. I think they do it because of their diversity. But I just want you all to know that I'm here. I'm represent, make sure that I do represent, and please stay involved because it's so important, and thank you for coming.
Good evening. My name is Nia Bediako. I'm a listener member of WBAI, and I've been a 20-year subscriber to the Pacifica Foundation. First, I must apologize for having you waiting, for I have lost track how long we had you waiting, and I sincerely mean that. I do apologize for that. I also thank you for coming. First, I'd like to say that in spite of all of what's going on, Pacifica still functions. It functions, and I'd like to thank the paid and unpaid staff that keep this all going. In spite of the fact that the local station boards and the Pacifica boards, we have our arguments. I won't say fights. I guess we fought yesterday, but we're not going to fight today. Locally, I have been on the local station board for a year. I was the vice chair, and I was basically on all the committees except for maybe one. The first listener comment, I think, was quite appropriate, that that the police was called, actually, that I talked with the police. They came and they asked me who was in charge, and everybody pointed to, because I was the one that was there early. So that's real. And I sincerely hope that locally that will never happen again. It's very scary for me to be looking at two white police officers walking at me as a black woman. Nationally, I would say that I sincerely hope that somehow we could find a progressive substitute for Robert's Rules of Order. Here. This thing absolutely bogs the meetings down. I could speak for the local station board. I've only been here a few hours on the national board. I haven't seen too much of it yet, and I sincerely hope that I won't. I was also the audit committee chair, and I'd like to thank the members of the audit committee that share that space with me. Some of them are on the board. It's like the Academy Awards. I don't want to name anybody because I don't want to forget anybody. So you guys know who you are. If you want to raise your hands, you could do that. But thank you very much for all your support. And we had quorum, I would say, 80% of the time. Overall, I would like to close by saying that I hope that we can close ranks and just realize that Pacifica is very important. And I also like to reiterate what I said. In spite of all the arguing that we do at the local station board and at the national level, the foundation still exists. I think we need to pay attention to what we need to do, which is to govern the foundation locally and nationally, and those business we should take care of and let the rest just fall by the wayside or something, go somewhere. Thank you.
Good evening. It's really great to see so many supporters of Pacifica here tonight, showing their concern. My name is Bob Lederer. I'm a staff representative from WBAI, and this is the beginning of my fourth year on the national board. And I have been an activist against racism and U.S. imperialism for more than 30 years, and also very involved in a lot of issues of health and both access to health care and health justice and holistic healing. And it's that combination of interests and passions that attracted me to WBAI and that enabled me to walk through a door that was open 17 years ago to begin to do some programming about the AIDS crisis that was so sadly neglected by the rest of the media, and since then has evolved into a collective and a program about health that I still have today, still am part of today. And that's what's really been so exciting about being part of the Pacifica Radio Network, that it brings together a platform for people who are passionate and concerned about every social ill and political injustice in U.S. And world society. And that's really what drives me to continue to slog through all of these sometimes very bitter battles and interminable meetings, is that kind of focus on exactly what this network is so crucial for, particularly for oppressed communities. I've done work in solidarity with Black Liberation for many years. I did work and do work from time to time in support of independence for the colony of Puerto Rico and freedom for Puerto Rican political prisoners, freedom for Black political prisoners like Mumia Abu-Jamal, and Pacifica has been a crucial part of those campaigns, has been that megaphone and that educational role that we play, and that's really going to continue to be my focus on the board and maintaining this as a genuine institution of inclusion of oppressed communities, which includes one of the communities I am very identified with as a gay man on issues of LGBT freedom and equality. Again, another area that Pacifica has continually led the way on. So I'm proud to be part of this institution and to continue to maintain the fight for all oppressed communities to have a voice for their issues and for justice.
I'm Emeralds Lane, WTFW. I've been on the air with Pacifica since I was asked to do a show in 1978. Volunteer programmer. I never got paid for anything until Larry Binsky and I co-hosted all of the confirmation hearings, Justice Thomas and three others. I've been trying to warn this country about creeping fascism since about 1982. And I think we have reached the point in this country where it's almost totally here. And I've been extremely pleased to have been able to do that. In addition to Pacifica, I've spent 25 years of my life running agencies serving the poor. And I've also been on XM satellite radio, did a 3-hour a day show for XM radio on the power. And we were able to do this very same thing. I've also written about 4 books. I've taught at the University of Maryland, Baltimore County. I've had an exciting, full life, and I've been able to give so much to Pacifica because I didn't depend on it for my living. I hope that those of us who are here understand the necessity of our commitment to serve the people of this country. We're the last remaining voice that is free in this country. 5 corporations control almost everything all Americans hear, see, and read. 5 corporations. They control all television, most of all radio. They control publishing houses. They've gobbled it all up as a result of Newt Gingrich's giving them the Telecommunication Act of 1996 as a result of being given $4.5 million to write a book. This is the most corrupt regime in the history of the world. And unless we tell the people the truth and tell them where to find the corruption and tell them what they should look for in terms of the fascist tentacles that are wrapping around the throats of the people of this country, we're going to be in serious trouble.
Okay, I just have to interject that the time constraint here is really getting very, very tight because they are going to ask us to be out of here, I guess, now at 9:30 for real. So if we could try to keep our comments brief, they seem to grow as we get down the line. So, and then we're going to move on to the election supervisor's report. Okay, Lonnie.
Okay, I grew up in Chicago. My father worked in the steel mills. I learned organizing with Sal Alinsky style in Chicago. Then I went to Howard University. I spent 6 years there working with Carmichael and Rap Prior. Then I went to Berkeley, and I spent the whole 68 period in Berkeley with the Panthers, Ramparts, Mother Jones. And then I went to UC Berkeley for a while, and then I bummed around for a while, and I came here.
Thank you.
Lonnie, CFO.
It's our Chief Financial Officer, Lonnie Hicks.
I'm A.C. Byrd from WPFW in Washington. And okay, is that okay?
You can say a little more.
I'm A.C. Byrd from Washington, D.C., WPFW. I came out of the civil rights movement in the 60s and 70s, and also the peace movement and the environmental movement and the anti-apartheid movement. And I came into acquaintance with Pacifica right around 1977. And ever since then, I've been connected in one way or another with the network. Pacifica. And I want to second what Ambrose has said about the ownership of the media. And I want to say to the people here in New York that we do have to rethink what we're doing because the media is dominated by corporate America. You even have people like Dan Rather and of course Bill Moyer talking about this very subject. Dan went for a long time before he got convinced about this. But it's just that we need to follow the line of working, speaking truth to power, because we are very, we're not too small, because I think we've had a lot of influence on shaping public opinion. And I think that we probably don't realize just how much we've had. But we don't have the luxury of looking the other way. And we do have to be willing to serve the American people. And I think I appreciate the fact that you all are here. And I hope that you can reconcile your differences. And I hope you can see the big picture rather than looking at it in a smaller way, because we are in deep trouble. So I want to thank you all for being present. And I hope you can think about this a little deeper and move forward.
Good evening. My name is Ifeanyi Nwangaza. I'm from WMXP, Greenville, South Carolina. We are a volunteer grassroots community radio station. We launched this past June of 2007. And I've been aware of Pacifica for a number of years. In fact, in some ways, it's kind of been the what they call the soundtrack of my life. First it was the radio network of my father's church, and then there was Pacifica. I'm deeply saddened by the conditions that I'm hearing at WBAI, which has always been, in my mind, a standard bearer. And to hear that, on one hand, that it's been able to produce the extraordinary programming that it has in the face of these difficulties, it speaks to the genius and the intensity of the human spirit. But on the other hand, it also talks about how our movement has been infected with the various viruses that are present in this society. And so I join with AC in urging you all to find a way to resolve the differences and that we find ways as board members to assist you in doing that. As far as my personal background ranges from struggling on behalf of the people first through the church with the Garvey movement, an orientation from the Garvey movement, working for SNCC during the 60s and through college. Various other organizations, Amnesty International, ACLU, National Organization for Women, as well as New African People's Organization, Malcolm X Grassroots Movement. I've had a long time to go through a number of different formations. So today I'm here as representing Malcolm X Grassroots Movement, WMXP, as we said, the voice of the people reclaiming the drum.
Thank you. Yeah, hi, I'm Margaret Prescott, and actually New York used to be my old stomping ground. I have the great pleasure this evening of running into someone that I haven't seen in over 30 years. So we were running around Brooklyn with our huge afros when they were first coming in, so I'm very, very delighted to be able to reconnect with my sister and remembering all of our youth and times together. I'm now based in Los Angeles. I do a show called Sojourner Truth. I think some of you will recognize that name. My daughter is also named after Sojourner Truth, a woman who was a slave and a women's rights activist who's been a tremendous inspiration to me. It's a public affairs show. You can go online and check it out. Just go to 90 points, you know, go to our website and click on Sojourner Truth and go down to archives. You can listen to the show 24/7 right now. I'll be very, very quick. I can't go into all of what I've been involved in. Just to say that in my family, the history of struggle goes back to the days of slavery in the Caribbean region. It seems as though, you know, we've been struggling ever since. I cut my political teeth. I was kind of trained in Brooklyn in the community control of schools struggle, and learned one huge lie, because a lot of the people who trained me were mothers on welfare, who are vilified by everybody as do-nothing scroungers. But they were the women in the community holding the church together, the schools together, and communities together, and raising their children with practically next to nothing. And that was a huge lesson to me about the lies that are perpetuated by the media, and also how those sectors of us with the least power are used by the right and the left as a political football. Having said that, I'm really not surprised about some of what I hear in this room. And like Evelyn and many others, I'm very disturbed by it. Because there's a way in which race in this country has something that we've really never, never really dealt with in any straight up, honest, and forthright way. And until we do, I think we're going to continue to see the kinds of divisions and struggles. Here in Pacifica, we are a microcosm of the macrocosm. We're not outside all of the stuff that's going on out there. So if we think that we're immune because we're so-called progressive, I think we better think again and face within ourselves the privilege that we have, first of all, to be on the air, the privilege that we may have because of the color of our skin, and a whole set of other privileges. Also, Pacifica is not only important to New York or to the country, but in this country, we have forgotten about accountability to people in the rest of the world, beginning with those in the global south who are suffering, those in Haiti, people in Africa who are being slaughtered. This isn't only about the United States. And people in this country, we get stuck in ourselves and we don't think about others. And I think that's part of what's going on right here in Pacifica, because we get stuck in our own individual agendas and we forget about the accountability, first of all, to the movement that's right in front of our face, and secondly, to the movement in the rest of the world. And I think we better rethink that, because the right wing, they're moving on us. It's not going to get any easier. It's going to get a lot harder. So we're going to continue to struggle with each other. But as we do that, let's do that in an honest way, in a forthright way, you know, not to be lying and pulling dirty tricks like if we're the Democrats and the Republicans. So I really can't, you know, go on beyond that, and can't, like Rodney King, say, can we all get along? because I know all the reasons why we're not getting along, about the power divisions among us. But all I can say, like Evelyn said, to the degree that those of us on this board can find the things that we can work on in common across the divisions that are here right on this board. One other thing, Jack, because I see you looking over here. I remember the divisions between the anti-war movement and the civil rights movement, the black movement and the women's movement. I remember the divisions between the white feminists and their servants, okay, which is still going on today. We have got to get next to it and not put forward that because we're in a movement or because we're into diversity. What the hell does diversity mean these days? You go find some other people of color to be your front man? I don't think so. So we really better think about all these things and figure out what is it that we can do together, and understanding that those challenges we're going to continue to face. But until we come together, we're not going to be able to take back what has been stolen from each and every one of us, no matter what side of the aisle or the fence we sit on. Thank you.
Margaret, I think it's unfair that you would make me follow that speech. And in that vein, what Margaret reminds me of, I'm Mike Martin from Texas, is that, you know, I got involved in Pacifica. I was the first LSB chair down in Texas when the new government structure was set up. And the thing I have learned since then in becoming a brother and sister with all of you in this effort called Pacifica is that I really do believe that all of us in this room, and I'm talking about you folks out there too, share common principles that are very true, and that we are very true to what we believe in together, and that we share. That is our bond. But our conviction is so deep sometimes that we sometimes start shooting at each other when we ought to really be shooting at the enemy. And I just don't believe in factions in Pacifica, because as I get to know folks on this board and on my own board, I find that they are all brothers and sisters in this struggle. And I think that we need to work to find that ground together so that we really can remember that we are the last hope for independent media in this country, and we need to fight for it. I grew up in Texas. I came out of a union family. I stand on the shoulders of a union pipe fitter and a high school teacher. I'm a lawyer. I came from the environmental movement. I served in the Texas House of Representatives for a while, so I know Robert's rules. So, more than I want to know. And I just tell you, it's a real privilege to be in the room with everybody here today. And thank you.
And thank you, Mike, for following up on Margaret. I appreciate that. Hi, good evening. Yo Shamanaka. I'm from KPFK. And it's an honor and a pleasure to be out here in New York and New Jersey. And I appreciate it. I also appreciate the fact that we're here in WBAI's signal area, because it seems like you folks have got some major problems that you've got to work through. I do know that you've got an excellent general manager that you've hired, and hopefully working with the GM and with this newly constituted Pacifica National Board, we can help New York work through its problems, because Pacifica is such an important news outlet to expose the horrors of imperialism, and this is too critical for this country just to let factionalism shut us down. Thank you.
Okay. I'd also like to thank especially our Kiana Bell, our Secretary Pro Tem, for staying with us through all our proceduralisms, and also our outstanding audio engineer, John Almela, providing the stream and the PA system, and his assistant, Delise. Thank you very much. Perform an outstanding service. I've been informed that there's an activist here, if you'll indulge me for a moment, by the name of Larry Hamm. If we could just give him maybe 2 minutes, like everyone else. Is Larry Hamm here? Oh, he stepped out? Okay, we're going to go on to the election. Nia, can you introduce? I mean, do the introduction.